If you are hanging clothes out on the line to get them from your washing machine to the line, you put them in a
clothes basket.
Nails used to come in something like a small barrel. They came in a
keg.
The metal strips around a barrel are the
I don't know, the wooden things or the staves.
All right, suppose the same...
Bands, just metal bands.
Well, the same word was used in the old days. In the South, the girls wore skirts that had these...
Oops.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
If you got a liquid out of a bottle and you didn't use it all and you didn't want to put something in the top to keep it from coming out, you would put in a...
Stopper.
What would this be made of?
Well, a long time ago, it was made of cork.
I see.
It's very hard now to get cork.
I understand that. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Most bottles have screw tops.
See? There was the musical instrument that the children particularly used to play, and adults too, that you blow into and move back and forth.
Harp, harmonica.
All right. Which is harp used now or harmonica?
Harp.
Harp. All right. When would they use harmonica? Was this an old term or is it just another term for it?
I think it's just another term.
All right. What about one that you hold between your teeth and you...
Jew's harp.
Did you ever see one played?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're delightful. Did you ever play one?
No, but I've watched people play it.
I'd love to... every time I ask that question, I hope that someone will whip one out and start playing it for me. If you are driving a nail, you will use a
hammer.
I want to ask you some questions about parts of a wagon. The part of a wagon that comes up between the horses.
Tongue.
And if you are in a buggy, the parts that come up on each side of the horse.
Shape.
The part of the wagon that horses actually pull on is the
single tree.
Suppose there are two horses, then the single tree would be a...
That'd be a double single tree.
Fine. Someone's been going back and forth all day with wood in a wagon. You'd say he's been...
Hauling.
If they chopped down a tree and they had to bring it in, and perhaps they wrapped chains around it, you'd say they did what to the log?
They sawed it up, I guess.
Well, talking about pulling it in, they...
They snaked it in.
They snaked it in? Terrific. If you're getting land ready to plant, you use a mule pulling a...
Plow.
I was going to ask you this. Do you think of different kinds of plows?
Oh, yes.
What would some of them be?
Well, one is just the single plow pulled by a horse or a mule. Then there's a disc plow made of round discs that kind of plow and turn the dirt over. I think they're about the only kinds of plows that I know.
All right. To get the clods broken up, you use a...
Harrow.
And is it, do they have different kinds of harrows?
I presume they do.
But you don't know, think of any names for them. It's just a harrow.
Harrow to me.
All right. If you're sawing wood, you'll put it on a... If you're sawing up, say, firewood, what would you put that on to hold it?
To hold it.
Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't slip while you're sawing.
On a horse? A wooden horse?
What would it look like?
Two legs up this way and two legs up this way and one piece across.
Like two upside down V's with a piece between them. All right. Did you ever see them put a big log in